Mating disruption for naval orangeworm. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Mating disruption for naval orangeworm is very effective under most conditions. The goal is that a pheromone from the female moth will attract the male. With mating disruption, the entire orchard is flooded with female pheromone, and it confuses the male moth so much that mating does not happen. Mel Machado is a director of member relations for Blue Diamond Growers. He gives his thoughts on mating disruption for naval orangeworm.
From what we know about mating disruption, first of all, it works better in larger fields. The data has shown that under 40 acres, it's tough to get it to work. It's just getting the critical mass out there. So what we're recommending is if you're in an area with small blocks, neighbors should work together to turn a bunch of small blocks into a big one.
Machado says there's a lot of evidence, and when you have the right orchard size, mating disruption does work.
Mating confusion, mating disruption, from what we understand working with growers that are doing it, it definitely works. You're not going to eliminate whole split treatments, but you might reduce the amount of treatments you're having to do. So if you're normally doing two, you might get away with one. If you're doing three, you might get away with two. So it's something that we're all still learning about mating confusion. Definitely something that's a good arsenal in the tool. Definitely interested in pursuing it.
It's recommended that almond and pistachio growers contact their PCA to discuss mating disruption in their orchards. Again, it could help eliminate a spray or two for the number one pest in the industry. For the Ag Information Network of the West, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with a Tree Nut Report.